Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors. Surgical management of lymphedema by Megan McCloskey. This episode is brought to you by Accord Healthcare in the interest of education, awareness, and support. The content and opinions expressed are entirely those of the healthcare professionals and are not influenced by Accord Healthcare in any way. The cornerstone of Accord Healthcare's offering to the South African market is exceptional quality, affordability, and service to healthcare professionals and their patients. The medicines they deliver make it better for patients and healthcare communities all over the world. Megan McCloskey explains the surgical management options for lymphedema. Lymphedema is broadly described as a swelling caused by the abnormal buildup of lymph fluid in any part of the body. It's mostly caused by surgical removal of or damage to your lymph nodes as part of cancer treatment. Damaged lymph nodes and vessels are unable to drain lymphatic fluid sufficiently from the tissue, which results in lymph fluid collection, swelling, particularly of the limbs, chronic pain, inflammation, and a feeling of heaviness in the affected areas. With cancer treatments, the targeted areas of treatment are most often the axilla or armpit, relating to breast cancer, and groin, relating to bladder or prostate cancer. These targeted areas of treatment most commonly result in swelling of the arms and legs, respectively. Conservative management. It's best to always consider conservative management before surgical management. Conservative management involves non-surgical approaches aimed at reducing swelling, improving lymphatic flow, and managing symptoms. It's often the first line of treatment and is sufficient for many patients, particularly in the early stages of the condition. Common strategies include compression therapy, which assists with improving lymphatic drainage and reducing swelling through the daily wear of compression garments, such as sleeves and stockings, bandaging with multi-layer compression wraps, and pneumatic compression devices such as intermittent compression pumps. Manual lymphatic drainage, or MLD, is a gentle specialized massage technique that encourages lymphatic fluid to move towards areas with functioning lymph nodes. It's performed by certified lymphedema therapists such as physiotherapists, occupational therapists, and nurses. Self-massage techniques can also be prescribed by your therapist. Exercise and weight management promotes lymphatic flow through muscle activity, including low-impact exercises such as walking, swimming, or yoga, as well as specific exercises tailored by your therapist for lymphedema management. Skincare prevents infections such as cellulitis, which can worsen lymphedema. Medication is rarely used, but diuretics or anti-inflammatory medications may be prescribed in specific cases to manage symptoms. Conservative management often requires a combination of these strategies and is usually overseen by a healthcare team specializing in lymphedema care. Surgical options. If conservative management doesn't adequately reduce or control your lymphedema symptoms, surgical options mostly performed by a plastic and reconstructive surgeon may be considered. These include liposuction, the removal of excess fat caused by lymphedema. When lymphatic fluid leaks into the surrounding tissues, it can lead to inflammation and stimulate the growth of fat stem cells, which is then removed. Lymphedema liposuction is only a debulking procedure and doesn't modify your body's physiological lymph drainage mechanism. Therefore, a lymph node transfer should be performed a couple of months following the liposuction procedure to prevent recurring symptoms. Lymphatic covenular anastomosis, or LVA, is achievable using advanced microsurgical techniques in a minimally invasive surgical procedure that connects functional lymphatic vessels to veins in the affected area, allowing lymph fluid to be redirected into the venous bloodstream. This helps bypass the blocked lymphatic network, providing a drainage pathway. The diversion of lymph to the bloodstream is a natural process as there are inherent connections between the lymphatic system and the bloodstream in certain anatomical regions. The purpose of LVA is to address the fluid element of lymphedema and can be performed at any stage of severity. Vascularized lymph node transfer, or VLNT, involves transplanting functional lymph nodes from a healthy donor site to an area of the body with a damaged or underperforming lymphatic system. It's particularly suitable when functional lymphatic vessels for LVA are unavailable. The transfer improves lymphedema by introducing functional nodes to the affected limb, establishing a new lymph drainage pathway. Common donor sites for lymph nodes include the groin, axilla, and neck. Thorough imaging is essential for identifying the optimal donor lymph nodes. This inpatient procedure typically requires a recovery period of a few days before you can return to normal activities. While there's no full recovery for lymphedema, these treatment options will contribute to the decreased swelling and discomfort. It's advised that you talk to your healthcare team about the best treatment options for you.